Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Democratic Party's presumptive nominee in the forthcoming presidential elections, Kamala Harris, has told supporters in the swing state of Georgia that her rival Donald Trump had persuaded Republicans in the Senate to vote down a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year. She said Mr. Trump didn't care about border security, only about himself. Ms. Harris promised to get the bill passed if she won in November.
Our administration worked on the most significant border security bill in decades. Some of the most conservative Republicans in Washington, D.C. supported the bill. It was all set to pass. But at the last minute, Trump directed his allies in the Senate to vote it down. As president, I will bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump killed, and I will sign it.
In Venezuela, the leader of the opposition, Maria Corina Machado, has called on her supporters to remain peaceful, even if provoked by the government and its allies. Thousands gathered peacefully on Tuesday in the capital, Caracas, in support of the opposition, in contrast to Monday's violent protests in which 11 people died. Demonstrations erupted after Nicolas Maduro was declared the winner of Sunday's presidential election. Israel has carried out a strike in the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, aimed at a senior Hezbollah commander, Fuad Shukra. At least one person was killed and a number of others wounded. A spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces, Daniel Hagari, said the strike was in direct retaliation for an attack that targeted young people on Saturday in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
The IDF carried out a targeted strike in Beirut on Fuad Shukra, also known as Said Mohsen. Fuad Shukra was the commander responsible for the Majdal Shams massacre, in which 12 children were murdered after Hezbollah fired an Iranian Falak 1 rocket directly at a soccer field in northern Israel on Saturday evening.
Police say a number of officers have been injured after violence broke out in Southport in northern England, where three children were killed in stabbings on Monday. Riot police were deployed after hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside a mosque. Daniel Sanford is in Southport.
Merseyside police said that it thought that those responsible were supporters of the English Defence League. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, has condemned the violence as appalling and a total disgrace. She said that those responsible were thugs who have no respect for a grieving community. And certainly what we saw tonight, with the protesters cheering as a bloodied police officer was led away from the scene, is very much at odds with what we've experienced in the rest of the town.
World News from the BBC. Landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in the southern Indian state of Kerala have killed more than 120 people. Officials say several tea estates in the district of Wayanad were hit by torrents of muddy water. The disaster happened in the early hours of the morning when most residents were asleep. About 100 people are still missing. The new acting head of the US Secret Service says he lost sleep over security failures that led to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Ronald Rowe was speaking alongside the FBI deputy director at a congressional hearing on Tuesday. They outlined the ongoing investigation into what led to the shooting. Mr. Rowe said the Secret Service agents were not told that a person with a weapon was at the rally.
It is troubling to me that we did not get that information as quickly as we should have. We didn't know that there was this incident going on. And the only thing we had was that locals were working an issue at the 3 o'clock, which would have been the former president's right-hand side, which is where the shot came. Nothing about man on the roof, nothing about man with a gun. None of that information ever made it over our net.
The trial of 78 opposition activists, including the leader of the opposition, Jameson Timba, has begun in Zimbabwe. Dozens of members of the Citizens Coalition for Change were arrested in June following a police raid on a private meeting in Harare. They face charges of gathering to plan unlawful protests and disorderly conduct. The US women's gymnastics team, featuring one of the stars of the Olympic Games, Simone Biles, has won gold in Paris. It's Biles' fifth career gold. In tennis, the British player Andy Murray delayed his retirement with a thrilling doubles win with Dan Evans. They beat Belgium's Sander Gillet and Joran Vliegen to qualify for the quarterfinals of the men's doubles. That's the latest world news from the BBC.